We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
There you have it. Larry Anderson joins us every single positive Wednesday. Well, most Wednesdays at 3 o'clock. Brought to you by Juicy Delicious Philly Gourmet All American Badass Burgers. Family owned and operated. Last week he was in North Carolina. Larry, where are you today? Idaho?
I'm in Philly.
Oh.
I'm staying close now. Coming up on the series coming up. So back at home. But I would like a chance to win that $1,000. But if my wife sees me text bachelor, I'll be paying somebody $1,000 a week.
More than that. Yeah. More than that, man. You're not kidding. Yeah, it's probably not worth it, right?
Yeah.
Just staying pat, L.A. All-Star game last night. Aaron Nola. And, you know, it was. I thought the game was great. The home run derby was great. There was something about it this year that just felt bigger, but I'm waiting for Aaron Nola to come in. He comes in the fifth inning. We know he gave up the one hit, but, man, he showed the national stage that he has nasty stuff. And the Phillies were well represented this weekend between Reese at the home run derby and then Aaron last night.
No question. I mean, I think those guys both talked about coming in and just, have a good showing for the Phillies, and they absolutely did that, both of them. It was great. Nola last night. I was glad people got a chance to see him on a national stage and in the All-Star game and facing the guys he faced and what he did. It was tremendous. What a great job.
I was actually excited he gave up the hit to who did he give up the hit to?
Altuve.
Oh, man.
Altuve, yeah.
Who didn't want to see Nola versus Trout?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I wanted to see there, L.A.
Yep, that was it. I mean, I was looking at seeing who's up, who's on deck, blah, 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 and then seeing Trout, and I'm like, I wouldn't mind seeing him face him. I mean, it's scary.
Right?
It's a scary proposal, but I wouldn't mind seeing it. They did a great job. It was fun.
It really was. I tell you, L.A., you being a former player and being a part of that stage, it's been a while since I paid attention to the All-Star break, starting from the home run contest to the game last night. And I was in on both of them the last couple of days. I thought they did a fantastic job putting on a good show this year with the All-Star Week.
Yeah, no question. I mean, and when you look at Reese going in there in that home run derby, the eighth seed, and he pushed every one of them to the end, and I thought he did a great job. It was fun to watch. It was exciting.
Yeah.
It was exciting. You're right. L.A. joins us. L.A., let's get to the heavy stuff here, man.
All right.
Enough of the All-Star fun and everything else. So we know what was happening with Machado. Last Wednesday, we actually talked to you, and you came out with the opinion of, I like Machado, good player. For a rental, I'm not giving up the farm. I'm not giving up a lot of our farm system to get him. They were in conversations. Apparently, the Dodgers won the bidding, although it's not official because there might be a snag that was hit, according to some reports out there. But ultimately, the Phillies hung on to their prospects. How do you feel? Did you talk yourself into maybe wanting him more as the week went on, or how do you feel if indeed he does go to L.A.?
Well, if they could get him without giving up the farm, I would say I'd go for it. But again, I don't know what all the package is and what they would have to give up. I think they're still in first place, even without doing nothing. Hanging on to that is not always the easiest thing. And one of the biggest things I think, I'm kind of wanting to see a bat like Machado in there is just, you look at the on-base percentage, it's all good there, but somebody to drive in the runs. I mean, you don't drive in a run with a walk unless the bases are loaded. And certainly you get opportunities, but we haven't done that well in the runners in scoring position opportunities we've had. I don't think we've gotten to where we're getting that big hit when we need it. And I think that's cost us a number of games.
Mm-hmm.
And so to get somebody in there, not with the on-base percentage, but with an average, a guy that hits, and that's kind of always been my contention. You know, if you hit the ball, you got a chance for a double, a triple, or a home run. With a walk, all you get is a walk. You get one base. And to have somebody in there that has the average, that has done it, that has somewhat of a track record, I think would be a big boost to the offense.
Okay, let's say they stay status quo, at least from an infield standpoint, right? They may add a bat, right. That maybe an outfield guy would certainly help. One guy who is, I think, at least changing the opinion of some, maybe not all, but maybe some, Michael Franco, right? I mean, Michael Franco over the last 25 games, he's hit the ball well. He's driving the ball in. He's striking out a lot less. First of all, what are you seeing that's different that he's doing now? And can he sustain this if he's here the rest of the year?
Oh, why do you have to put those ifs in there, Ike?
just in case we don't get Machado, I'm saying Michael's going to have to be our Machado the rest of the year.
And I think, you know, I think at first when he wasn't playing as much and sitting down more, and I think it might have affected his mentality a little bit about going to the park and just, you know, being excited every day. But I think it might have done one of two things. It might have kind of rung a bell to him and saying, hey, I need to pick it up. Or it might have just said, you know what, this is the way it is. I'm just going to relax and just whatever they want me to do, I'm going to go out and do the best I can do and maybe be in a more relaxed position. One of the two or both. And I think he's made a difference in what he's done. As you said, in the last 20, 25 games, it's been a big difference. His defense has been good. And so if he can keep that and sustain that, which is an if, you know, you never know.
Yep.
But if he can, you know, then you kind of go, well, do we need another bat in the middle? But I think, you know, just trying to figure out who's going to hit where. And, you know, he was a lot of this hitting he was doing in the eighth spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a toss-up. It's hard to gauge. You bring somebody in, and you don't know for a fact what they're going to do, but basically you just go on a track record and say, this guy can drive in some runs, he can hit in the clutch, that type of thing. It's certainly not going to hurt to have somebody like that. But as you can tell, I'm undecided.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see, I guess, right?
I mean, you know, if he keeps this up for two more weeks before the trading deadline, I guess – it takes a little bit of pressure off Matt to have to go out there and do something if Michael is still swinging a pretty good bat at that time.
Right. And that's the thing. The one thing, too, about bringing other guys in at this point is, like, will there be any disruption? Will it affect the other players that are there? Or if somebody's, you know, getting sent, not sent down, but getting benched more often or not playing as much, is that going to create an attitude problem with the clubhouse? You know, those things are all factors I think you have to take into account. And they've got a great chemistry in that clubhouse right now, or seem to. And they really believe in each other, trust each other. They kind of come together as a group, as a team. And when you bring somebody else in, you know, sometimes they fit right in, sometimes not so much. And if it's, you know, I think that has to come into account, too, that, you know, the disturbance factors. Is somebody going to fit right in, or will they, you know, is it going to be cause a little more problems or disruptions in the clubhouse? And I think that's an important factor to take into account.
Hey, Ali, right before the All-Star break, there was, I think it was in the last two games before that, you've had a couple boneheaded plays. Carlos Santana forgot the outs. I'm trying to think, there was somebody else that did the same thing as well.
Franco
did the same thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I who do you blame for that? Because after the game, Gabe Kapler came out, and he's always got his guys' backs, and I like that, but he said he gets a pass. And I look at Gabe saying that, and I'm like, hold on a second. I'm pointing the finger at you, Gabe, because you're not holding them responsible. You can't forget how many outs there are in an inning.
Right.
So, I mean, who gets responsibility for that? Obviously the player, but I guess I'm just saying there's times when you need to criticize, and this is one of these times I think Gabe needs to say something.
That's, for me, absolutely, I mean, it's spot on, is that I love the fact that he has their back, and I think the players love that. But at the same time, I think when guys screw up, they need to be held accountable. And those are things that, you know, if you're going to contend and you're going to go in this last half down the stretch, you can't be making those mistakes. I think that one of the things, I mean, it is from a number standpoint, no matter what numbers you use or if you want to use your analytics or whatever, it's not a good defensive team that has to get shored up. And, you know, so if you just take the errors, the physical errors, that's one thing that it is what it is right now. I mean, that's your team. So because of that, because there's a number of errors, you can't make the mental errors. You can't allow for that. And I think, you know, to me, and, you know, maybe Gabe has addressed that as a group or not, I don't know. But I think it's got to be a point where it's like, hey, we have to be in the game every pitch, every out, every inning. I mean, we can't take a play off. We can't afford to do that. They don't have the, you know, they don't, the offense, period, they don't have that to put up. And, and from the bullpen standpoint, you know, you come in, you get a play, you get a ground ball, it's not made. You know, that happens. You have to pitch through it. But the mental stuff, those are tough to pitch through. You know, you're forgetting the outs. With Franco, I think, I mean, it looked clearly like the ball was foul. But if you don't hear anything, you have to play it out. I mean, you can't take anything for granted. And I think that's kind of what happened with Michael on that play. You can't take anything for granted now. You play it out. You finish the play. If they call it foul afterwards, if they're out, whatever it is. But you just, the mental things, we have to stay on top of that. And I think that's one thing with Gabe. You don't have to call him out in the press, but I would like to know that, hey, these guys have been forewarned or have been talked to or been, you know, they've been called in or whatever. I think you have to be accountable, and I think players want to be accountable.
Yep. There. What's the LA? What's the dumbest or boneheadest thing you've ever done as a player? You ever forget the count or walk off the mound thinking it was the outs? What have you done something similar?
Not forgetting something like that, but just a boneheaded play that when they used to have the third to first move, and I did a third to first move. I think it was Ricky Henderson on first, and I turned and went to throw to first, and he was starting for second. Started to throw the second, he started, and I just ended up doing like about three pirouettes on the mound, like having no idea what I was doing, and nothing happened, and got nobody out.
Well, Ricky,
those happened.
Ricky Henderson was pretty good at doing that, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had me that day.
Well, LA, we'll see you down the park this weekend. Talk to you in a week, and hopefully we're still the first place Phillies, and we can actually talk about the second half and maybe some moves that they can make to improve the team that's not Manny Machado.
Yep. Sounds good to me.
Thanks, L.A.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right, guys.
There he is, the great L.A.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.